Vidar and Catherine Ligard are the founders of SafariMission.org. Vidar Ligard is also the author of A Fork in the Road, a book that gives you life lessons you were not taught in school and that the church did not tell you. And that is what Safari Mission Podcast is all about, teaching practical steps to personal growth and development. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Vidar and Catherine Ligard.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about what faith really is. Last episode, we started talking a little bit about, you know, faith for assignment. And that's the book that you are currently working on. It will be coming out early June this year. And it talks a lot about how to use faith for your assignment. So we want to kind of talk a little bit about what really is faith.
Yeah, or another way to say it is, how do you know you're in faith?
Sure.
We find a lot of people that are, that they're trying to believe God, and sometimes they're thinking they're believing God. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's really important to know, how do you know that you're really believing God? Mm-hmm. And so if we go back to Romans 10 about how we're saved, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it is a conviction. The word faith, it means convinced or fully convinced, as some translations would say. So it's not, I think so. Mm-hmm. It's not, I hope so. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm wanting to believe so.
Right.
It is, I am convinced. And it's not convinced in your head. We know in our heads that 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm. But Bible faith is a conviction. It's based on what God has said. Mm-hmm. And that conviction is not just, we didn't think our way there. We know it. We're convinced in our heart. Mm-hmm. I remember one coworker one time, he said he had tried all kinds of stuff in life. He had tried alcohol, drugs, women, you know, on down the list you go. And he goes, well, I think I'm going to try God. Mm. He comes to church with us, goes down to the altar, and, you know, first accepts salvation or goes down to the altar. He had told us ahead of time, I'm going to try God. And he says the sinner's prayer. I talked to him after church, and I knew straight away that you're not saved. Hmm. You just said the sinner's prayer. Right. There was no conviction in his heart.
Right.
He was not convinced that God did wash away my sins. Hmm. He was not convinced I now have a relationship with God. Hmm. Faith in his heart was not there. Hmm. And of course, I was his coworker, so I got to see him over the next several weeks,
yeah.
And he was trying religion. He was trying church membership, mm-hmm. and he did what the church told him to do, just repeat these words after me. He repeated the words, but there was no faith there. Mm-hmm. And so there was no salvation. Mm-hmm. And so faith is of the heart. In Mark 11, Jesus, you know, he curses the fig tree and the fig tree withers, and the disciples talk about it. And then Jesus teaches them, and he says in verse 22 of Mark 11, and Jesus answered them, have faith in God. In other words, Jesus puts the responsibility on us. Mm-hmm. Have faith in God. It doesn't come automatically. It doesn't come by God wishing it. There is something we're supposed to do. We have a part to play in whether we have faith or not. Mm-hmm. He tells us how it comes as well. It comes by hearing. Mm-hmm. But now what is it? Well, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, mm-hmm. but believes that what he says will come to pass, it'll be done for him. Mm-hmm. Believes is in the heart. I know Pastor Mark Hanke says it like this, that if your faith is not strong enough to move your mouth, it'll never move the mountain. There is a confession part of faith. Mm-hmm. We confess Jesus as Lord, but that confession can't be empty words.
No, and I'm reminded of a friend of ours, you know, because faith can be heard. You can hear it in someone's voice.
Yes.
You can hear the confidence. And so I'm reminded of a friend of ours, you know, he may not acknowledge the circumstances that are not favorable, but he'll say, but that will change. that circumstance will change. And you can hear the conviction. He's so convinced, you couldn't argue him out of it, you know? And you just hear there's such a confidence. And when you hear confidence, you can hear faith.
Faith is confidence, mm-hmm. and it will show up in the voice.
It will show up in the voice. Absolutely, yes.
I don't know how many hospital beds I've been to, and I've heard people say the right words. Mm-hmm. But you can hear the way they're saying the words. They're saying the right words when the preacher shows up. That's
right.
Me.
Right.
When the family members show up, right. the whine is there in
yeah.
the voice.
Yeah.
And as a preacher, I have learned over time to hear the tone of the voice.
Yeah.
I look for the confidence in
right.
the voice, not just, you know, are you saying the right words?
Exactly. And that's what you're looking for. Are you confident and are you consistent? You know, no matter who comes in, are you saying the same thing? Or are you just saying it because, like you said, it's a preacher coming in and therefore your word changed. And when someone else is there, you say something else. Then that's not faith. That's like a wave cast to and fro, like James talks about. You know, like you're unstable in all your ways. And such a man shall not expect to get anything from the Lord. And so when you are fully convinced, there's just such a confidence in your voice. You can't convince them it's not going to be like that, right?
Yeah. I want to read that from James. Starting here in James chapter 1, verse 2, he says, count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
And joy really is a manifestation of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Or another way to say it, where there is faith, mm-hmm. there will be joy.
True.
Where there is faith, there will be peace.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have faith and worry going together. You can't have faith and sadness going together.
Right.
I remember with the 12 spies that spied out the promised land that came back to Moses. This is in Numbers chapters 12, 13, and 14. You can read the story there. And when they came back to the people, it says the people wept that night.
Mm.
People of faith don't weep that night.
Not like that.
And those people, they said, would that we have died in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
God told them there in chapter 14, he said, as I have heard you say,
mm-hmm.
I will do to you. And they said, wish we had died in Egypt. Wish we had died in this desert. They ended up dying in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
They had what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb and Joshua, they said, let us go up at once.
Mm-hmm.
There is the confidence in what they're saying. Caleb and Joshua ended up entering the promised land. Everybody else died in the desert. Everybody had what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But what they said was not a programmed confession.
Mm-hmm.
It was a natural outflow of what was in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not looking for this confession for the sake of the confession.
Right.
You're looking for what words are you saying
mm-hmm.
that are connected with your heart.
Right.
Those are the words that matter.
Exactly. That's
and so James keeps on talking about this. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, patience. Let steadfastness or patience have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, and this is what you talked about, that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the ones that need to ensure we're not doubting.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I remember Brother Hagin told us this many times. He said, faith in your heart will work with doubt in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that has helped me so many times, because there is a place you can get to where you have confidence in your heart, that your head is still giving you trouble.
Yes, absolutely. That is very true.
Your head is still trying to figure it out. Your head is still trying to calculate, how will this answer come?
Exactly.
Who do I know in my circle that's mm-hmm. capable of bringing the answer? Your head will go there.
Yes.
Faith doesn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Faith trusts God, and he trusts that he is able to bring the answer to you, irregardless of who you know in your circle.
Exactly. Yes, and I've seen this for myself. You know, there's something that you're believing for. And there's a lot of times there's a delay between when you start believing until you see it come to pass. And sometimes that delay is longer than we want it to be. And along that path, you are given opportunity to agree with doubt, to agree with confusion. You know, your mind will start wandering, like you said, will start giving you all these things. And you're given opportunity to start agreeing with doubt, and you're given opportunity to give up.
Yeah.
But then the question is, what do you do during those times? How strong is your faith? Are you going to go back into, no, I know what the word says. I know what's been spoken. I'm going to stay in faith no matter what it looks like, no matter how hopeless it looks like, impossible it looks like, ridiculous it looks like. I'm just going to still believe and let God work it out in his timing and the way he needs to work it out, because we cannot always foresee how and when the answer is going to come.
Yeah. I remember one year we were preparing for East Africa Faith Conference, and we were going through some financial situations. We had a lot of other different situations. It was a year of a lot of turmoil in many different ways. And I remember as we're preparing for the conference, we're getting closer, and at this time we're probably a couple months out, and it seems like nothing's going right. We're not finding the teams that we need to have, and a lot of different things. This is several years ago now. And I'm believing God for the finances for the conference. It came with a price tag that at this particular time was more than we had bit off before. And so that one's to come. Mm-hmm. And you get busy in the natural. There's so many things that needs to be done. You work with designers, or you work with venues, you work with all these natural things, and you know nothing happens unless it happens in the natural as well. So the natural things needs to be done. But the more you work in the natural, you run the tendency of moving from faith to mental ascent. Mm-hmm. You remember, well, I was believing God 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But if you're not careful, joy and peace will no longer be in your heart if you're not careful, and you'll move to just acknowledging in your head, I'm believing God. I remember one night I'm drifting off to sleep. It's about midnight, and I am worn out. I mean, I can feel my body aching all over on me, muscle ache. Mm-hmm. As I'm going to bed that night, I'm just tired from long, long hours of work day after day and week after week. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to drift off to sleep, and my mind goes into doubt mode and is wondering, where's this money coming from? Where's this money coming from? Where? And the mind just keeps on going, and it's one of those days you're so tired, but you can't shut off the mind yet. Mm-hmm. Because the mind has just been going 100 miles an hour all day long. And after I lay there for a little while, I go, and my body says, just go to sleep. And I realize, you know what? This is not faith. And so I have this conversation in my mind that this is not faith. My body is aching, saying, go to sleep. And I think, you know what? Just deal with this tomorrow. You need to get back into faith. Mm-hmm. You know that. Just deal with it tomorrow and drift off to sleep. Mm-hmm. Get some rest first. I think to myself, I've got another busy day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I actually rolled back out of bed. I didn't want to wake you up. I didn't want to wake up the kids. And and I start meditating, and I go back. You see, faith is established on what knowing what God has said. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to go back and strengthen your faith, going back to the promise. So I went back to scriptures, the same scriptures that had formed my faith that I had a couple weeks ago, but now I'm struggling with doubt. Mm-hmm. I went over those scriptures. And a minute go by, and a couple minutes go by, and 5 minutes go by, and I notice I'm still wanting to doubt in my head. So I keep going. 10 minutes go by. It wasn't until I'd been meditating on the same scriptures for about half an hour, I start noticing peace is starting to come in my heart. Mm-hmm. Joy is starting to come in my heart. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to just get to the place that there is a little bit of peace and a little bit of joy, and there's not those thoughts of doubt are not as strong anymore. Mm-hmm. I wasn't satisfied with that. I kept going, and I started count it all joy. And sometimes we call this the praise cure, where you just start counting it joy, even though joy is not there. But I know, God, you are providing for us. And I started rejoicing, and I started praising in the midnight hour, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. It was 2 a.m. that morning. Mm-hmm. And I just kept on praising, and I kept on meditating, and I kept on praising, and I would get louder and louder. I get more and more confident. And at 2 a.m. that morning, I'm literally dancing in our living room floor. Mm-hmm. And that was a way that I had to strengthen the faith that had been in my heart. I needed to get to the place that joy and peace is in my heart.
Mm-hmm. True.
That particular year, the money still didn't come. And we were still a little ways out from the conference. But I kept peace and joy in my heart. And it was, I think the conference started on the Wednesday, maybe. It was Monday. We got a message. Somebody was wanting to help with some gifts, and it would take time for the money to reach our bank account and all that. The business office at the venue closed at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. We had the money in hand. 4 p.m. on Tuesday, we cut the check for that venue. It wasn't a fake check. It was a real check. There mm-hmm. was money in the account. Mm-hmm. And we paid for that venue 1 hour before business closed so that the conference could start the next morning.
Right.
But that's an example of ensuring you have to realize what faith is, because doubt will try to come.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know the difference, you can just walk by mental assent and the miracle will not come.
Right.
I got back into faith and joy,
mm-hmm.
and the real miracle did come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a battle that we've had many, many times over the years.
Sure. Yes. And it might be different circumstances. It might be different issues. But faith works like that. You gotta find peace. And when you have peace, you gotta stay in peace. And you gotta find the joy about it, where you're not scared and afraid and all those things about it. And so, you know, you look in the spiritual realm and you realize you have the victory, but you can easily look in the natural realm and see, hey, I don't see it yet.
Yeah.
Right? It's not here yet. It's not there yet. So it's important that we keep our focus on the right things so that it can come to pass when it's time. And it's important that you don't limit God by telling God how it's going to come to pass, because that...
You don't get to decide how it's going to come to pass.
God
gets to decide that.
And a lot of times he surprises us and he's like, oh, I'm going to do it this way. And you're like, I didn't see that coming, right?
Right.
And so that's how faith works. You don't get to decide how it's going to come to pass. You don't always even get to decide when. Because, you know, if we got to decide when, the money would have been there on Friday at least, not on Tuesday, right?
A long time before.
A long time before that.
More comfortable that way.
It was much more comfortable if they come a lot earlier than they did. So
yeah.
So even the timing, you can't say God's going to have to be by that time. Well, obviously we had a deadline at 5 p.m., so it had to be by 5 p.m., and then it was at 4 p.m., so
yeah.
It was cutting it close for us.
It was getting close. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have said faith is an act, or faith is just simply acting as though what God told you is true.
Yeah.
And that is certainly true. Faith will result in confession.
Mm-hmm.
Faith will result in action.
Mm-hmm.
An act in and of itself is not necessarily faith,
mm-hmm.
but faith is an act, or faith will produce an action.
Yeah.
There's a story in Acts chapter 19 where God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. Even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and diseases left them, and evil spirits departed from them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims. 7 sons of the Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this, but the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you?
Mm.
And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing Paul did.
Yeah.
They said the same things Paul did.
Yeah.
They acted the same way Paul did.
Yeah.
But it didn't quite work.
It didn't work.
Because faith is not copying actions.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn from somebody's faith example.
Sure.
You can, in a sense, you can copy their faith.
Yes.
But the action needs to be proceeding from your own faith in
yes.
your own heart.
Yes.
And the faith in your heart, it must be established on God's promise to you.
Yes.
Just because somebody else believed God for a car, you go, I'm going to believe God for a car. No, you have to go to the Word of God yourself, and you have to make sure your faith is founded in your conviction. This is what God told me.
Exactly. And the actions that God tells you to do might be different from someone who's believing for the same thing. You know, God, maybe you have two individuals believing for a car, and one of them, God is giving them a car supernaturally. And the other one, God is leading them to go and maybe visit a shop and maybe, you know, a completely different way. You know, there's the leading of the Holy Spirit in also obtaining the promises. And just because you're believing for the same thing as your neighbor or your friend doesn't mean that God is going to lead you exactly the same way to how to obtain it.
Right. So faith will produce a confession. What we say is an indication of faith. It will produce an action. How we act is an indication of our faith.
Yes.
But an empty confession and an empty action, or copying somebody's confession, copying somebody's action, is no proof that faith is there.
Exactly.
Faith will produce a peace and a joy in your heart.
Yeah.
It would work, or it will work, with doubt in your head. Mm-hmm. But you have to ensure that your heart is not worried, that you're not timid, that you're not scared, but that you're convinced in your heart and that you're full of joy and peace. When those components are there, real faith is there, your answer is on the way.
Yes, and so I hope that that has really helped in some of the questions people have about faith. What is faith? What is it not? And you know, it's not copying someone's actions. It's not copying someone's word. It's not just wishful thinking. I wish I had it. It is actually a conviction, and you are so convinced that when you talk about it, there is just such a boldness about it. You just know that you know that you know that it's going to come to pass.
Yeah.
And so that is really important to distinguish between what is real true faith coming from the heart and what is just actions that we produce that we hope will lead to the same results. And it's not going to be the same thing. So, So I think that's what we had for today, right?
Yes. This is the Safari Mission Podcast. Share this with a friend. Have them go to safarimission.org. You can find more information about us. The book Faith for Assignment is coming out, so get ready for that. You can find that at safarimission.org as well. God bless you, and remember to keep the faith. Are you prepared to embrace your calling and making a mark on the world? We are launching a new book, Faith for Assignments, where we will talk about the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, like David, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and you are invited to live like these heroes, fulfill your calling in such a way that you'll impact a large amount of other people. The book launches on June 1st of this year. Go to safarimission.org. You can pre-order there, or you can call us at Safari Distribution at +254-741-777-805. God wants you, and we want you to fulfill your calling. We have written stories from biblical heroes and examples from modern day life here in Kenya, East Africa, on how to live out God's calling. We're inviting you, go get involved, go get this book, Faith for Assignments, and you will see how to live. God bless you.